Hello, and thank you for joining us for another Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Luke chapter 10, and we're reading verses 25 to 29.
On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbour as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbour?"
Our focus is on verse 28. "Do this and you will live." "One life, live it," is a strapline used by Land Rover to suggest that their vehicles are the best for living an adventurous life. In a similar way, food and fashion brands suggest life will be much better if we use their products. The desire for a better life is in us all. When asked about eternal life by an expert in the law, Jesus gives this straight reply. He's the creator of life and the giver of life, so he should know how best to live life now and for eternity. As he said, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." So what is this that we should do? The first do is to fall in love with Jesus with all our being and let him be Lord of our whole life. The second do is to love our neighbours because of our love for Christ, expressed through service. And neighbours include those who we don't get on with, as this expert found out when he unwisely tried to justify himself. Following Christ is a life of giving rather than taking. That way we'll inherit eternal life. So how about one life, give it? A prayer. Lord Jesus, please help us to recognise that the value of life is not in what we can acquire, but in what we can give for you and for the gospel. Thank you that what we do for you can count for eternity. In your name we thank you. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.